and we welcome you back with a huge 52-0 Shelby County lead over Grayson County. It's been absolutely disastrous for the Cougars on all fronts and the polar opposite for the Rockets. And just as usual all night long, we've got another kick about a yard or two deep in the end zone for a touchback by Edwards. Just been, you know, he got named MVP last week in the win on the road, which is unusual for a kicker in itself. And then, I mean, you almost have to have him up there again for tonight because he's keeping, you know, Grayson County from having any chance to get yards coming out of the, you know, coming on the kickoffs.
Well, if you're that young, I mean, do you have to ice your leg? Because, I mean, he's been out there more than just about anybody. I know if I did that now, I would be down for at least a month.
I wouldn't have made it through the first quarter, most likely. All right, Cougars going to try to get something going here. They do get a handoff. It's going to be knocked backwards about 2 or 3 yards and wrapped up, slung down to the turf. See who comes up out of that pile. I believe number 41, Jordan Nava, another freshman, was able to get the tackle there.
Looks like we're going to get to learn the backups.
That's a good thing, though. So we talked about, you know, Grayson County kind of being on an emotional roller coaster, you know, with a lopsided loss and then a win and another lopsided loss tonight. Shelby County kind of the same thing, had a nail-biting win, and now they, you know, get to, you know, enjoy the lopsided win. So we'll see how they react. Oh, we've got a wide open, nice little pitch back. Quarterback pitched it back to the receiver who cut behind him, and we got a receiver pass. Pass was completed and ran all the way down to the 50. Threw it about 15 yards in the air and nice little run afterwards. So Grayson County getting the ball moving finally.
That's what you want to see if you're Grayson County. You want to see just something that you can pull out of this game that's positive. That was a great play call. Great catch and run.
Great execution, absolutely. And they looks like they marked it back a couple yards. He was down at the 47, 48-ish. And they snapped the ball quick. Get a quick handoff to the first guy right up the middle. Pretty decent little run there, maybe 7 yards, 8 yards. See where they mark it. That'll make it second down and 2. They've got it over the 50, marked down at the 46-yard line.
To go back with what you're talking about on the emotional roller coaster for Shelby County, Coach Shipley, and you can talk about this in the coaches show, they've been on that. They had a tough game, beat a tough team in the first game of the season. In this game, you just don't want them to get overconfident after
right.
a game like this.
Right. You don't want them to get complacent like we talked about. You want to see if they can keep the foot on the throat and, you know, and produce and just be aggressive but play smart. And, you know, they've been able to do that, although letting up some yards now. That's a first down run by the Cougars, one of their few first downs of the night.
You know how it is. Going into school on Monday after a big game like this, you're the big guys.
Right. We are now at 8:50 remaining in the game. We do have the running clock in case you're just now joining us. Grayson County sends a man in motion. They're going to try the pitch again, and, you know, you get something going, and they have fumbled the ball, and Shelby County is there to recover it. That was number 84, I believe, that got the recovery. 82, I'm sorry. No. Let's see, who got the recovery?
Number 24.
24. That would be Stephen Bosco, one of the lone seniors, was out there. Read the play. He saw the pitch coming, read the play, shed a blocker, and was right there. The ball kind of bounced off the Grayson County carrier's hands. Kind of died. It took a little bit of a bounce forward right to him, but nevertheless, Shelby County takes over on down or on the turnover. Going to be first down right at the 46-yard line. So you're getting good field position already. I mean, you've been dominant, and now they're getting good field position almost over midfield already. Let's see what they can get going. They've got... two back deep and a receiver out wide. Send a guy in motion. Handoff quick up the middle. Looked like that was number 30, Caleb Moorhead. Got the handoff. And he got a nice little run. Looks like about 20 yards or so, maybe 19 yards.
For Grayson County, turnovers are one thing. You just don't want any unforced turnovers, and that's what that was. It was a good pitch. He just didn't hold on to the ball, and you can't have that.
You know, when it rains, it pours sometimes, and it's a monsoon for the Cougars. Down to 7:20 on the clock, 52-0, Rockets up.
Shelby County continues to go on the outside, and they're just getting so many yards on that outside. You get the speed and athleticism of their guys, even the backups.
Absolutely. Some of these backups, I've seen some of the guards that are pulling and getting some really nice blocks and opening up some big holes. Rockets get the pitch. They send a man in motion. They do pitch to the outside. pitched over to number 22, Keon Stone, another freshman.
I think we may have got our first hold of the night.
I believe so. I believe you're right. There's a yellow flag on the field, and that's usually what that means where they threw that down at. And you are correct. Good call. Holding on Shelby County negates about a four-yard gain. Going to make it first down and 20, obviously.
That shows good poise and discipline. When you go through, we're 6:26 left in the fourth quarter, and that was the first hold of the game, especially when you've got an option team, second game of the season.
You expect a lot of laundry on the field. You're right.
You probably do, and that's, I think, the fourth penalty, and that's it.
Yeah, very impressive. Colin O'Hare still in a quarterback. Sends a man in motion, gets the ball on a direct snap, and he hands it off, and with a strong run right up the middle. Didn't see who got the ball, who got the run. That would be number 14, I believe, Cameron Armstrong. Took the handoff from about a yard deep from the line of scrimmage and just went through like a lightning bolt and ran right into a defender, but just bowled him over and took him for about a six-yard ride.
For all the little guys, he's only 5'9", 150, and he...
See, looking at him from up here, that's being generous.
Yes.
All right, first down and 10 for the Rockets from the 36-yard line. Uh-oh, we've got a bad snap. Went over the head of Colin O'Hare, and the Cougars got a little bit of momentum going for them now. They did recover. So it can't always be perfect all the time. There was a bad snap. O'Hare had no chance at that. That was well over his head. They did have a chance at recovering it. Cameron Armstrong was somewhat close to it, but two Cougars were right there to pounce on it and get the ball. They've got it as a 45, first down and 10, 5 minutes to go. 52-0 still Rockets. Quarterback goes up under center, sends a man in motion. He pitches. They're going to do another receiver pass. This is what they did last time. And great coverage by the Rockets. They weren't fooled this time. Three guys around it. Not sure who got the hand on it first.
He had him so far ahead of them. He just underthrew it. If he'd had a stronger arm, that would have been six all the way. It was just way underthrown, and you had several Rockets in the backfield to tap that ball out of the way.
You're absolutely right. There wasn't anybody within 3 or 4 yards, but they were able to recover due to the lob throw, I guess you would call it. Not a lot of zip on that one. I want to say Keon Stone got that breakup. He was able to recover and get his hand up on a pretty good vertical leap as well. It looks like Haycraft is still in. He's up under center for the Cougars. And goodness gracious. Took the snap, turned around, but the only people there was three Rockets who just absolutely blasted him and knocked him back about 5 yards. Maybe more than that. We'll see where they spotted at.
Number 14, Cameron Armstrong, was in. We called his name on offense. He's in there. Again, 150 pounds, and like you said, we're probably being a little generous, but...
Right.
Yeah, I guess...
He's played well.
Yeah, he has. He's getting in there. He's hitting hard on both sides of the ball.
Knock the ball back to the 41. It's going to be third down, and we'll call it 14 and a half. It'll be nice and call it third and 14. Again, the same motion for the Cougars. Send the man in motion. They hand it to the up back right behind the quarterback. Runs it, gets about 2 or 3 yards, and he is absolutely leveled, knocked back to about the original line of scrimmage. But it's forward progress. They're going to mark it down at the 45-yard line, 44 and a half. Going to bring up fourth down, and he's almost back to the original line of scrimmage. So fourth down and 10. Got 2:35 running on the clock. Looks like we're going to have a false start penalty. No, they did get offsides on Shelby County on that.
Receiver ran in motion to the backfield, and that caught Shelby County off guard a little bit.
I thought I saw the right tackle move or flinch a little bit, but I guess we were offsides before that. That moves the ball up to almost to the 50, about the 49 and a half. Makes it fourth down, and we'll say six. 1:50 on the clock, 52-0 Rockets. Cougars send a man in motion. Again, they hand it off to the up back, and he is absolutely annihilated by Shelby County. First guy that got there, I wasn't sure who it was, but kind of stood him up, and then
it was number 54, Nick Conrad, a sophomore that great, great hit.
Man, he looked like he'd done that. I mean, that looked like a man's tackle right there.
He's got the linebacker size, too. If you look at him from up here, it's like that guy, if you see one position, that guy is a linebacker. You don't have to look at his number
right,
or the roster. You just know he can hit.
Absolutely just demolished him. Knocked him back a couple yards on that. So turnover on down. Shelby County takes over. We got 1:05 to go. Right at the 50-yard line. in a little pistol formation back to his left. Another bad snap. Went off of Colin O'Hare's hands, but went right into the hands of number 14, Cameron Armstrong, who we've called his name already a few times. He's playing pretty well all around. He had a couple nice plays on defense, a nice run on offense, and was beneficial there, being in the right place at the right time.
That might have been the catch of the night, too, with a one-hander right there, another bad snap. That's a couple bad snaps for the Rockets, their backups. They need to shore that up. I know Coach Shipley will probably not be too happy about that. If you want to say there's anything that he can't be happy about, that would be one of them.
You got to think that'll come in time, though, for those younger guys.
Yes.
And victory formation now for the Rockets. Clock running down to 13 seconds. This game is a mere 10 seconds away from being official now, 52-0. So the Rockets come out and just totally demolish the Cougars of Grayson County, who were kind of coming in on a little bit of a high after a nice road win last week. But they just couldn't get anything going. But all hats off to the Rockets, because they came out and showed that they were up for any challenge. The offensive line advantage, which I thought would be for Grayson County's offensive line, was just nowhere in sight. Shelby County's defense took over. Their offense took over from, you know, their first plays on, really, and just never gave Grayson County any kind of momentum or opportunity. Any time Grayson County did get a couple little nice plays or a little bit of momentum, Shelby County's defense was there to answer the call. You know, you had lots of stops from behind the line of scrimmage, so a lot of negative yard plays for the Cougars. Highlighted, you know, on the defense, too, with the Rockets, Keyshawn Catlett with a nice pick six. I mean, that was just it was a beautiful play. That was probably the best throw of the night for Grayson County, and would have been a completion if Catlett hadn't been there, I'm almost positive. So, but nevertheless, 52-0, big win by the Rockets, so we'll take it back to the studio.